We haven't forgotten about ISIS. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The president offering details of a mission overnight in Syria, taking out one of the world's most wanted terrorists. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
A special operations raid, months in the making, has left the ISIS leader dead. President Biden announced from the White House.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield, and it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
The president says Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi detonated an explosive as U.S. forces approached, killing himself and several family members.
In a final act of desperate cowardice.
President Biden says the ISIS chief was responsible for a recent attack on a Syrian prison and the Yazidi genocide in Iraq in 2014. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The president turns his attention this afternoon to crime-fighting meetings in New York City with the mayor and governor, Attorney General Merrick Garland, traveling with him as the administration presses for action on gun violence, though some prosecutors and state lawmakers have been criticized over bail reform. Civil rights leaders are asking for a meeting with the NFL commissioner on lack of diversity after fired Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores filed a class action lawsuit this week claiming systemic racism in the league. The Dolphins owner has denied specific allegations in the suit, calling it malicious. Thousands of flights canceled as a winter storm marches east, stretching from New Mexico to Maine with a mixture of snow and ice.
There are winter storm warnings, ice storm warnings, and other advisories cutting a 2,000-mile swath across the country from New Mexico and Texas to Maine. Rain, freezing rain, and snow are also making travel dangerous with ice on roads as far south as central Texas.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Big ripple effects, not just on the roads, but at the airports, with thousands of flights canceled. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prosecutors in Michigan want the parents of the accused Oxford High School shooter to be cut out of courtroom discussions.
No more blowing kisses and no more secret signals. That in a motion from Oakland County prosecutors regarding the conduct of James and Jennifer Crumbly, who are both charged with manslaughter after allegedly giving their son, 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly, the gun he's accused of using in the deadly high school shooting in November. Prosecutors asking the couple to stop talking to each other in court, arguing it makes a joke of the judicial system and the crimes that they're accused of. Both have pled not guilty. They're being held on $500,000 bond and expected back in court next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A congressional committee looking into the controversy over the launch of new high-speed wireless service and whether it poses any threat to airline safety. A House panel hearing from the head of the FAA, airline groups, and trade groups. Verizon and AT&T rolling out 5G service, but they agreed to temporarily delay it near busy airports after the FAA and airlines argued the signals could cause radio interference with instruments on planes. The number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits declines for a second straight week and by more than expected.
There were 238,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 23,000 from the week before. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, declined to 1.62 million. Most economists are expecting employment to rebound this month, and though businesses have been dealing with labor shortages, they were able to get more done at the end of last year. Worker productivity, how much is accomplished by employees, rose 6.6% in the fourth quarter, more than twice the forecast.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. There's concern about Omicron's impact on the January jobs report due out tomorrow, though, and the Dow's down 350. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.